You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Yesterday, the rocket ship, the Artemis rocket, took off, left planet Earth, out into the unknown. Not a metaphorical thing, not a theoretical thing, literally. An ignition, fire, smoke, billowing smoke. Human beings strapped on top of this rocket ship, blasted off. En route, headed back to the moon. When you see something like that, what do you think? I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? Who does that? What kind of person actually signs up for that detail? Who says, you know, I know that it's not a guarantee. In fact, pretty low probability that every necessary step, the sequence of events that is required to blast off the rocket ship with the human beings attached actually makes it to where it's going to go. And then actually makes it back. That's the part about the moon landing that always got me. The original one. It's like, okay, I can see getting there, but then getting it back? Like, how do you can't blast off again. And I understand there's not the gravitational same gravitational program and atmospheric program going on in the moon, but still, it's crazy to me. So what kind of person says that? What kind of person says, you know, not only am I going to get up early every day and leave my warm bed to get out into the cold world, what they say, I'm actually just going to leave Earth. I'm going to leave planet Earth. And then you start to sort of level that down a little bit. It's like the same person or the same kind of person that says, you know what I want to do? I want to become a pilot. I want to pilot a small aircraft and fly around really far above Earth in a tin can. Who wants to become a diver to go to the bottom of the ocean? Who wants to climb to the top of Mount Everest? Who wants to found a company? What is it that makes somebody walk excitedly toward the unknown, intentionally into that unknown? So many people are building comfortable lives inside of the known. There are some of those who go the opposite way. So we're all existing. Life is full of dichotomies, yin and yang, night and day, left and right, up and down, all that stuff. But we are definitely living between safety and possibility. When you think about safety, it's telling you, hey, just stay right here. You're good. You've got enough. Possibility says, but there's more. You could become more. Get out there and find out. And we're constantly negotiating between those two things. We build a life that's safe enough and just interesting enough to keep that possibility voice on our shoulder quiet. Then there's some people that can't get it to shut up. So here's the thing about our brains and how that plays into it, because obviously it does. Our brains, it's not just rewarding success. It rewards the pursuit of something unknown, of something uncertain. We've got dopamine that's spiking, not when you get the thing, but when you might get the thing. So that means the unknown isn't just scary, it's neurologically and chemically exciting. So that's interesting. Thousands of years ago, that really did matter, because those human beings who were bold enough, brave enough, dumb enough, who explored, they went out and they found new land and new food and new things to trade with and new civilizations and cultures, new opportunities. The ones who didn't, well, they survived, but they didn't expand. So within you and me and everybody else right now, that same ancient programming is asking, should I stay or should I go? Some people, way more wired for stability. Some people, I would imagine, a significantly smaller percentage of the population are wired for exploration. It's a psychological, what psychologists would call openness to experience. Just put it differently. Some people feel alive going through the routines. Others feel alive in the uncertainty outside of routines. Because when you're doing something brand new, there's no routine to it. And the one person, they want a predictable career path. Another wants to start a business. One wants to climb Everest. Another wants to go to the moon. Not better or worse, but it is certainly different. And if you ignore your wiring, there's a cost. As there's a cost to everything, but you will pay for it. I think that a lot of us miss this, is that the people who go into the unknown, they're not necessarily fearless. They are driven by meaning because they've realized that a life that is too safe, it seems unfulfilled, it's empty. Maybe not right now, but it will be slowly. It's the whole boiling a frog thing. And that's a dangerous thing.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Because having a sense of ennui or boredom, it's not like a thunder crash or a thunderclap outside. It's not a fire alarm. It's just soul-sucking a little bit at a time, day after day. Till one day you're like, what happened? This is it? So explorers, trailblazers, people out there finding new paths, they're not avoiding fear. They're just choosing a life where fear is the price for them to feel like they're actually alive. Think about every great story. Follow the same kind of pattern. Hero's journey. You're in the ordinary world. You hear, feel a call. At first you hesitate, but then you go. And yeah, that is storytelling, but it's also psychological because the call to adventure is a real thing. And it manifests as restlessness, curiosity, frustration, that calling and feeling that there's more for you. You're meant for more. I think that most of us feel it, but very few of us act on it. So the question is, why do some people explore? It's what happens if you don't? What happens if you ignore or drown out that voice that's calling you? What happens if you do choose comfort every time? You're not going to collapse. You're not going to hit by a bus. It's not like you're failing. It's not even like you're doing anything that's wrong. You're just slowly diminishing yourself. A little bit at a time. You're going to get less curious. You're going to have less energy, so you'll be less energized. And I believe that you will be less alive. Until the world gets so small. So, what's the practical application here? I don't think you have to go into outer space, but we all have some version of it. Maybe it's some conversation you've been avoiding. You've got a business idea that you've not acted on. There's a standard that you see you'd like to hold, but you're not. There's a life that you could build, but you just haven't. That's it. That's your unknown country, your frontier. That is your call. Two kinds of people out there. Those who hear the call and stay, and those who hear that call and go. And none of it's easy. Both are hard. But they go because they've realized something that a lot of people will never do. In the unknown, that's not where you lose yourself. It's where you find out. It's where you find out what you're really made of, what you're capable of, if you really like it or if you don't. So listen to the voice. Answer the call, because the life that you want, it's not hidden from you. It's just on the dark side of the moon. It's that one little step. It's a couple of steps away from where you are right now. To begin, begin. As always, brothers and sisters, do your part by doing your best.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.